Welcome to Growing Younger Health and Fitness podcast designed for people over 40. Motivation. How do we get motivated to start exercising? First of all, this is the wrong question. This is according to the latest research. So what the latest research is saying is that in order for us to get motivated, you actually need to start seeing results. And this is the one of the strongest sources of motivation. You need to be able to see the results of your work, of your efforts, before you get really motivated to keep going. Okay, so this is the, I guess, a bit of a turnaround in the way we see the whole topic of motivation, because quite often we speak to people who have been trying to lose weight, get stronger, get fitter, whatever your goals are, and this topic of how do I get motivated, how do I get started, how do I make sure that I actually turn up and do what I need to do in order to achieve my goal. So the biggest thing to understand now is that you pretty much need to start. Okay, you can't wait until you get motivated. You can't wait until you feel like it, because the chances are it will never happen. So you basically just need to stop waiting until your ducks line up and you're in the perfect position in your life to start doing something about your health. You just need to get started. And you know, for a lot of you guys, and this is, again, this is all based on our growing younger community. So most people can start to see a bit of a change in their body in as little as 4 weeks. Okay, so for some people it might take a little bit longer, but you know, in 4 weeks time, you not just your weight, but also just the way you feel is going to start to change. Okay, so you might feel a little bit more energy in the morning. You might feel a little bit lighter. Your joints are moving a bit freer. You pick up the grocery bag a little bit easier. And also, maybe just you start to notice very early signs of your body form or body shape changing. Okay, you might see that. Looking yourself in the mirror, you might see a little bit, like a few slight changes. Again, in 4 weeks, you can't expect any kind of major shifts in your body, but yeah, you can start to see a little bit of a change. And this is what we see, you know, the first 4 weeks, four to six weeks, once people can actually start to register that, yep, things are happening, they start to see the early signs that things, you know, they're starting to make to get traction, and they start to see a little bit of results, their motivation levels go up. Okay, now the other thing that we've done in our as part of our program, we've actually surveyed our members, and the majority of our members actually get their motivation levels increase a few months down the track after they start their fitness journey with us. Okay, so what it's actually showing is just confirming what I just said about the scientific research that says that you get more excited, you get more motivated, you feel, determined to keep going once you start to see once you start to see the results. And that brings me to the next the subtopic of this podcast is the consistency. Okay, because a lot of people unfortunately have a what we call an all or none approach. Okay, so they will either say, okay, well, this week I know that I can exercise regularly 3 times, 4 times a week, whatever I need, great, I'll do it. And next week, oh, I missed Monday, so no, I'd rather, I'm not going to do Wednesday because I already missed Monday, so this week is not going to be perfect. So they decide, okay, I'm just going to skip the whole week. Okay, so look, life is not perfect. It's never perfect. So do what you can. If you get busy and you miss one day, that's okay. But as soon as you can, get back on track. Okay, and if you're not feeling well, like if you just don't feel like, you know, you get those days where you didn't have a good sleep and your energy levels are low, come to the gym or whatever you do for exercise. Just do something, okay? You don't need to do a full workout if you really don't feel like it, okay? Just do a little bit, okay? Something is better than nothing, okay? So now that will actually help you maintain the consistency. And consistency has been proven time and time again to be, to deliver the best results, okay? So getting excited and doing one huge intense workout one day is nearly not as good as consistently doing sort of medium intensity workouts for say a month. Okay, you'll get far better results by maintaining the consistency of your training schedule. So why consistency is also important for motivation is because with consistency you get better results. And the better results, when you see better results, it gives you more motivation, okay? So it's like, I guess it's like a snowball effect, right? So you see results, you exercise more. Again, that exercising more consistently will give you, better results and so on, okay? So it's like a snowball, okay? And the same applies when you don't, okay? So if you don't exercise, you don't see results, then you get demotivated because you're not seeing results, and then you stop exercising. And this is what we see all the time. Like, typical story of a person who gets one day, maybe they get frustrated, they had enough, and they go and join the local gym. 2 weeks later, they never come back again, okay? Just because they didn't see the results fast enough, and then they just get demotivated, they never come back again, okay? So yeah. And another strategy with all that I just said in mind, another strategy that you can employ in order to boost your motivation levels is to give yourself a quick win. Okay, so it's important to start measuring your outcome. So for example, if you want to improve your fitness, and you might struggle to climb a couple of flights of stairs, so measure that, like say after you start exercising after 3 or 4 weeks, just kind of try and gauge your, use the same metric, okay? Go and climb a couple of flights of stairs, and I'm pretty sure you'll see that, oh, actually, you can actually do it a little bit easier, you get a little bit less puffy, it could be another metric, measure your circumference around your waist, and you might notice that, yep, cool, you lost like 1 or 2 centimeters in 3 weeks, okay? So do make sure you look for those small wins and you celebrate them, okay? Because you are making progress, and that progress is what keeps you in the game, keeps you engaged, keeps you motivated. So it's important to celebrate when you do get those little wins. And actually, another quick piece of research that I thought I should mention on this topic of motivation. So there's one study that was done in 2021, not that long ago, and what they actually found is that your big why, or the things that the big reasons why you started to engage in exercise, can actually be a determining factor whether you'll carry on and be successful at achieving your goals or not, okay? Because what they found is that if the person is self-motivated, so, they've come to the conclusion that they need to exercise, they need to fix their nutrition, whatever it is that they need to do, if they came to that realization themselves, they're a lot more likely to sustain their results long-term versus those people who have been, well, let's call, heavily influenced by their, in most cases, partner, husband, wife, partner, or maybe friends. So those people who get pretty much sometimes forced into, exercising and getting healthier by their partner while they themselves are not really, they're not really that excited on being healthy, and they actually don't get long-term results. And this is what research has found. And we have actually seen this over and over again over the years. When a wife brings their husband and says, hey, he needs to lose weight, and I can see that by the husband's face that he's not keen, he doesn't want to be here, okay? In the vast majority of cases, this does not work, okay? So yes, they can push themselves for a few weeks, they might achieve a certain small goal, but long term they're not going to do too well until their own will to make this change starts to appear. So the person themselves need to want to put the effort in and to achieve their goal. So you can't achieve someone else's goal. If your wife or husband wants you to lose weight or get fit, it's probably not going to happen because you're not, your mind is not in it. It's not your goal, it's their goal. So your long-term results will depend on whether these goals are yours or someone else's. I thought that's important because, as I said, like, this is a common situation where one, usually a family member, partner, wants to influence their partner, and then it just doesn't work. So it's a waste of everyone's time. Okay, great. So cool. I hope that clarifies a few things on motivation and helps you to get on track and maintain good results long term. Okay, great. And I'll speak to you on the next podcast. All the best for now.
Okay, guys, so I hope you found the podcast of value. If you did and you're struggling with your own health and fitness journey, there's a link in the description for a free discovery call with me. And that free discovery call, we're going to cover off a little bit about you, your history, your goals, what you want to achieve, and maybe we can help you or not with your own health and fitness goal. So if that does sound like something that you'd like to do, then click on the link in the description, and I look forward to chatting to you in the very near future. Have a good day, guys. Bye-bye.